Hello, this is lesson six, part one. I've just been working out what we're going to do at the video conference on Thursday, the 16th. And I think, first of all, we will discuss come and go. Now, I put up the discussion questions on this sketch before Easter, lesson five. If you don't have time to do this, please do not stay away from the video conference, because that would be a great pity. I think it's enough to make sure that you just read the sketch at least once, listen to my reading of it, which was lesson five, part two, I think. So I read this aloud, and I said a few things about it. Okay, so listen to that. But even if you don't have time to do that, just have the text in front of you and come and listen to the discussion. Hopefully you will have had time, because you've had, I hope, a little bit of a break. So we'll do that first of all. And then I want to do some breathing exercises, more or less in the way we did in the first semester, with a few changes. We're going to do some exercises, inhalation, exhalation, etc., with sentences from Come and Go. And then I would like to try actually doing some readings of Come and Go with three people working together. It'll be quite limited, but I think we should have a go. As a warm-up for that, we will also briefly do activity six, which, if you remember, is the activity where everybody all at once starts talking, gesticulating, getting very worked up about something. They're trying to convey something very important to the audience, let's say. So we will all do that. Now, we have a limitation, because some of you, I think, have difficulty being on your own to when you are present at the video conference. But anyway, we'll try it first of all silently, because that was one of the options. Then at a certain point, you'll just all be doing that, and I will start and stop you, because you will be interrupted in midstream. So you do this, even though we can't all see you. I'm wondering, I don't know. I've got to have a go with Zoom, because it's possible that we could try this, and also the Come and Go using Zoom, where we can actually, I think, see all the people present in video. But I don't know if this gets too complicated. But anyway, we'll try doing activity six in the warm-up exercises, in the initial pages that we read at some point. And then if we can, if you tell me that you can without disturbing everybody in your wherever you are, we'll try it also with sound, so that I can hear if you're making a good sound.